hear what they say. Power though, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. We're here wrapping up Love During Lockup season finale. It was good. If you're listening to this, you saw the news that Asante died.
They should not put him in the next season. They're sick for that.
How are they gonna? That's what I was shocked by at the end. What the fuck?
Say it like that. His poor eyes are so sad. He should not be on this next season. The guy has passed away. It's confirmed. Stop it. Cut him out.
It's weird that they're gonna show them on the next season. Weird watching
it
this.
It is not like right. It is not right at all. And they don't say anything. This. They have enough time to get something in the end of this episode. Right. I was waiting to see. Hey,
right. Yeah,
our prayers R.I.P. or whatever. With
no. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I'll say this though. Renika is. Listen, maybe a horrible parent, but she will ride or die for her man. I will tell you that. She will dip into the savings. That. She will wait for hours outside of jail. She will hear someone say that they're her girlfriend and be like, what? Like, wow. What a ride or die chick. It's insane. Like, she needs help, but admirable from a loyalty perspective. I mean, the way she got off the phone, she's like, he's probably been using this girl for years. And it's like, she doesn't even care. It's like, this is wild.
Why did she ask the girl, are you his auntie? What was she hoping to get? No, I'm his grandma. What was that question for? Did she have a feeling it wasn't?
I think she had an inkling that it wasn't the case.
Bizarre.
There's just like,
and I'm used to her hair. It's really crazy.
Me too. I'm totally used to it.
You know, when I was in Rochester, I saw a girl with that same exact color hair look just like Renika. Wow. I wish I got a picture of her, but I don't want to be taking pictures of people.
Right. I think just like the trek of her going to Walmart with her busted back window with the trash bag over it to get her money order, to dip into her college savings to get this guy out of it. It's just like, Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
Her daughter, and she says that out loud, her daughter's college tuition.
Insane.
She should just be able to get college some funding.
I know.
Gotta sell some more eyelashes. Real quick, I have to ask you a question. You've been watching Hard Knocks, which I do enjoy.
Yeah.
So you like The Quarterback was a great show. After watching the Hard Knocks is great too.
Hard Knocks enjoy, is more fluff, which one do you like? To me.
Oh,
I
really?
Like The Quarterback show better.
Wow, I would have thought the opposite. Okay.
Okay.
You get more into the nitty gritty of the team and stuff.
Yes. But Hard Knocks is feeling a little fluffy to me, and it has for like the last 2 years, which is like, do I need 5 minutes of Aaron Rodgers talking about seeing a UFO and like with visuals? Like, no, I do not.
Me and Tyler got into a fight watching that because he's like, I saw a UFO. I go, because you're a fucking egomaniac psychopath. The UFOs are not hiding for certain select people. I get nuts about it. And he's like, it's just an unidentified flying. But people don't say UFO because they're talking about, anything that America's putting up in the thing.
Right.
They're hoping it's freaking Gizmo, the alien flying down. And Aaron Rodgers is the god because he's a psychopath. I don't even care about it. Doesn't even matter the comparison of the two shows. Do you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to deliver this year? DraftKings escape. Buy your freaking DraftKings on us. Please do.
Yep.
Get in
use
on it.
Code.
Please send me your lineup. Let me know. I'll tell you my theory,
which is I think the Jets are like a cursed franchise, similar to like other franchises that we've seen struggle for decades. So I think I think it will not go
Bills
well.
But
the Bills are like, I guess they have an
upward. They're cursed
too. Bills are one too. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But so sucks. I think I don't feel good about it. I don't know. If I were to guess, I don't think it's going to go well.
You know, Tampa Bay. Tom Brady came in and did it. I think but they do have some hope. These sweet little
they have a good defensive line.
So
supposedly,
these young kids and the hope that they have, it's just so sweet, isn't it? Their young little faces.
I guess like I just always think like, what this is such a fucked career for these people.
I know. But
the average NFL career is less than 4 years. They don't get vested into healthcare until like five. They're fucking up their bodies and their brains.
I know.
So it's like, that's what I think when I see the youth. But it's so sad to me. It's just like, what a choice. And they just get treated like shit. They should automatically, year one, be vested in healthcare. If you make it to the NFL, 100%. You're part of a select group. Yes. Take care of these people.
You're the Fran Drescher of the NFL. Yes, I agree with you.
I do coaching for these people too. Like, give them a path to, once they're out, to success. It's just like, I do agree with you.
Because everyone's not Aaron Rodgers. Right. I agree with you 100%. Like, little Tyzel or whoever. 95%
of the league leaves in 3 years. You know what I mean? It's really rare to have a long career. Or look at fucking Croy Bierman.
I was just going to bring him up.
Life is in ruins.
You know what?
Because of, you know.
Maybe.
And he had money.
People are poo-pooing on the CTE for him. But if. See, it's hard because he married a maniac.
Yeah.
To believe her that she says, I married someone different, because you can't believe her because she's a liar. She went on TV lying about having cancer. In the first seasons we've known her.
Right.
Kim Bierman, whatever, Kim Zolciak. So do you think that he could have, do you think that she's telling the truth that he has turned on her, or he's just married a maniac and he's showing that he's trapped? Yeah. That's a hard one.
I would go Team Croy probably in this situation. I don't trust Kim at all.
No, Team Croy either way. Either he's got CTE and his brain is fucking with him, or he's just married a lunatic.
Over it. Right. I would lean towards the slab.
And I don't know the statistics on how long it takes for CTE to really set in.
I don't either. Some people have it like early.
No, it's heartbreaking. I agree with you. Yeah. To see these young kids. Yeah. That's why we watch football, love football, but I would be really hard pressed to put my kids in football because of the reasoning.
Oh,
100%.
Definitely will not. Yeah.
Because everybody's not Tom Brady. Everybody's not Aaron Rodgers. But
no.
It'll be really interesting, their first game Monday night against the Bills, to see how Aaron Rodgers performs. And just to see how aged his face looks compared to these little youngins.
I know.
Wild.
Yeah, it is.
But he does seem happy, but then he's cussing people out.
Yep.
I wish that the guy that he said, I don't know who you are, I wish he would have said something like, I don't know, grandpa, it really got him good. Instead, he's like, I don't know who you are either. But
the coach
is electric. I can see the coach winning a Super Bowl in my psychic abilities. So that's the only reason. Okay. But I don't see Aaron Rodgers really has the capacity. We'll see. It'll be very interesting.
It will. Yeah.
DraftKings Escape. Please use our code.
Use our code.
And hit me up on Instagram.
DM Justine for betting tips. Escape
Your Not tips, but we'll talk. Tip talk.
All right. Let's talk Savannah and Jake.
Oh, sorry. Just last thing with what's her name? Aranika. When he walked out and she's like, yes. I thought she was gonna cuss him out. Because
her whole vibe was weird there. She was like backing up and pointing at him and shit.
And he didn't
want to
touch her. And he
looked
lost in his eyes. I know he's going through a lot, but
what a loss
for poor guy. And then he ends up dead. It's
R.I.P.
heartbreaking.
It is. It's crazy they're going to show them on the next season.
They shouldn't.
What's the point?
It's wrong.
Yeah, it seems
really
weird.
100% wrong.
All right. Savannah and Jake. He said no. I love her throwing the flowers out, driving away. I don't need these anymore.
She gets a ticket. You're going to be on camera chucking trash out on the side of the road.
I love that she rolled. She's nuts. Rolling in with signed paperwork for a marriage. Like, hey, I signed it. Now all it needs is you. It's like, wow, you are
signed on the dotted line. She took the veil off, driving up in that veil in the ugliest wedding dress she could. I mean, it's more casual. Maybe she could get away with this isn't one, but fascinating. That's what she picked.
Cause she didn't go for the real dress. Cause she knew it would have been like,
in the jean jacket.
I mean, I love how she was like, he said no. And then like, we had a great visit afterwards. It's like, wow, you're fucking batshit crazy. Just nuts. And then she said something like, you can't push yourself. What I learned is like, you can't push yourselves on other people if it's not the time. It's like, don't add if it's not the time. It's never the time to push yourself on a person. You know what I mean? Because it's not the road to a happy marriage.
Like, well, crazy. He said no, but we had a great visit.
Hilarious.
He knows how to talk to her. Then he gets right on the phone he says, you know, baby, you deserve more. After, I guess he's told her he wants to screw other women.
I feel like they need to get these prisoners in like sales trainings or something. The way that they can manipulate people and get people to be paying for their shit and baby, I love you. And all, it's the hustle, man. They should be recognized for this. It's really like impressive.
The way he turned her around on that.
Yeah. It's the power, mastery.
And her saying he better keep her around. She will get him out of jail. I just want to get you out of jail.
That's music
to his ears.
She's rolling up to the governor's house with like, she's doing research on these people, finding their dirty skeletons, rolling up and like presenting it to them. Like, I have no doubt she's that crazy. It's really, really something.
You know, it's heartbreaking that we don't see the visit.
I know. Give us the cameras in there.
She's one of the craziest people I've ever seen on any reality TV.
She's really nuts.
Frightening.
Just in the eyes.
She would stab him and lose it.
Yeah.
Once he's out. He's lucky he's behind bars. If he gets out, he needs to never see her in person.
Agreed.
She is crazy and the best TV. And I think we'll never see her again because they're not moving on because he's not getting out. He's a lunatic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's the end of them. She is wild, though.
He's really dangerous or he would be out.
Yeah. Let's talk another master manipulator, in my opinion, which is Jade. The way she smoothly got him to give her exactly what she wanted, she's getting Yeah, he said, like, if that's what I need to do, I'll add you to whatever, to blah, blah, blah. She got it. She knows what she's doing. She really does.
She should have from the get, right? She's stupid.
I mean, when she's like, if you can't agree to it, you're single. And he's like, I'll just like, and oh my God, I can't forget how she gets the nudes to him on the New York City picture billboards. Resourceful as fuck.
The things that people put their mind to.
Amazing. You got to get like we need like a Love After Lockup advisory board of the best people on this show to like solve the world's problems. Like, how did we get here where it's like, you know, to get a random city photo, erase the billboard, drop your nude in it? I mean, that's a skill set right there.
How do these people not catch on? Don't they see like, hey, he must really love New York City?
Oh, they don't. That's got too much shit to process, you know? It's probably like a screen filter.
Prisoners see naked chicks. Throw them a freaking bone. Who gives a shit?
I know. I know. It's crazy.
Let them be watching porn all day long. Probably keep them really calm.
Right? Who cares? Yeah. I don't remember what happened. Did we get their story on Love After Lockup?
She's at the end.
Yeah. Like, did they say they're on next?
I don't know why she's wearing those jeans and then she's going in and getting half wet. That was driving me nuts. Thing.
Yeah, it was driving me nuts.
Her and the sister's voice drives me crazy. And them standing outside the jail and the sister, it's like, which one's he going to screw? Because it seems like they're both in love with him. And the way that they're standing outside of the jail and he's just hanging out the window halfway, seems like he could just, why doesn't she move there and she could go see him every single day? Savannah would be living next door.
Oh, she would. Savannah
he's
would have a tent
outside that window.
Yes.
It seems like he could jump out. That was wild.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Oh, she's nuts, though. I mean, all these people are, but we'll see. He has some time left, though, right? Like at least a couple years, I think.
I think he's out within a couple years. I can't remember if they said they were moving on. She is a psychopath manipulator, but I do believe that she will stay. Do you think she'll stay with him like she says her 5-year plan? Because he says they're in their 5 years are gonna have kids, so he will be out soon,
right? Maybe. I'm sure we'll see.
She's driving me nuts with that standing in the ocean, though.
Yeah, I hate when people wear jeans to the beach. It just seems wrong. All right. Brittany and K-Rock. I've flipped on this. I think she's like she's trapped in this relationship or something. Like, he has a power over her, like something I've never seen before.
Wow.
Just such, for someone who was born a woman, coming across as like type A man.
Throwing the nuts like, on the table, man.
Throwing the dick out. I mean, it's just crazy.
Why does she have one fallopian tube? I think that's nature's way of saying we don't need to reproduce right now, this second.
Well,
the last thing they need is a baby.
I always like doctor professionals in this setting. I always feel bad for when they're dealing with these people. It's like, oh God, what a nightmare. But like, I did think it was wild for her to even consider that he would be on board with taking, getting off his hormones.
I don't blame him.
Like, and become a woman to get eggs again. Like, no. That, he could not be more of a man. Period. And like, so God, that, that so whole fragile. Scene is just like, yeah,
coming and going. Crazy.
What a nightmare IVF is.
He's like, far into talk it. About it. And it seems like it could really fuck his whole body up. You don't want to be screwing with that.
You can't be flip flopping hormones and shit at all. Yeah.
End up dead.
I liked though him being like, let me tell you right now, I'm completely uncomfortable with this and I'm not doing that. I was like, all right, set your boundaries.
I love the doctor too. He had all the answers. It wasn't his first rodeo in this.
No, definitely.
She does not need a kid.
No.
The last thing she needs to get to beauty school.
Graduate. She needs to be left alone by EB or whatever that name is too. Like, stop stalking this girl.
It is a boy.
Leave her alone.
I apologize, world. Okay. I thought it was a girl. Very feminine.
If she's cheating, she's cheating. And leave her alone. Somebody else's problem. I mean, I just love Karak being like, well, I understand what you're saying, but that's my right-hand man. It's like, Jesus.
She's not getting rid of EB.
No, following her forever.
EB wants to fuck her. Now that I know it's a boy, I get a sense that, his penis is tingling a little bit for her.
Okay.
I do. Second of all.
Yeah.
How does anyone live with those nails? How do you get through life with those nails?
I had a friend, I mean, it's still one of my friends who has like, she does like the, not Cardi B length, but like a significant length of nail. She said she can't type without the nails. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she's murdering. She's like proficient. Just
they do.
Away, texting
I just
away.
Wonder
crazy.
How and things.
Yeah. It's like you
stuck
the
under
side
there.
Of your finger than like your actual thumb.
But try wiping a diaper. Khloe Kardashian, I guess maybe she's not making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, cooking stuff, getting under your nails.
You're just constantly cleaning under your nails, I think. You know,
it's a great look. Tyler would probably love for me to be. Tyler would love it if I was super feminine like that and had.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of crafting and stuff, so I can't have those nails.
Right.
Men love it when it's wrapped around their, you know what, with those beautiful nails. That's their dream.
Oh, that's where you draw the line.
And it's a lot of upkeep.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, I'm a nail person. I always have my nails up, but it is a lot.
I would love it.
I
love
fake
it.
Nails.
Yeah. I envy it. And it really completes a woman. It really makes you feel like, I always look at a woman, I'm like,
feel like
it really
a
ups
woman.
Her price.
Right. All right. Andy
her
and Brittany.
Crying hysterically, though, it's just, and if she misses these meetings and she's in the car and she misses a whatever she was calling a visit, he gets pissed. You're right. You're onto something there. The control from inside.
Yeah. Amazing. Again, the power. Put him in a leadership position. Let's go.
I got the power. Yeah.
See what he accomplishes. All right. Andy and Brittany. I don't know. I love, my favorite part of this was the son going in to talk to his sister and talk shit. I thought that was great.
I found it so sad because he doesn't do anything for them.
No. I think that's what he was trying to say. Like, can you believe dad's giving this woman like $1,500 when we don't have anything from dad?
It's sick.
When he said, like, I'm about to come out of my skin, I'm so excited. It's like, don't use that phrase. It's disgusting.
And the kid falls into the bed.
Also, whenever I see one of those beds, when he's pulling out that pullout, I know what it's like to lay on that bed. You know what I mean? Those pullouts with the bar right in the middle of the bed. And you're just like, this is horrible.
Oh, I never would. I'm glad you bring that up. Well, for me, it's a cleanliness thing. People are sitting in there, their ass is sitting on there. Things are, couches get so gross, all those nasty things.
So nobody's dirty.
Nobody is vacuuming in there. It's right. So gross. Right. I would refuse. I'm more likely to sleep on a blanket and put two chairs together or sleeping with daddy. Hotels I've turned on, I just, they're so gross.
Yeah, you're very anti-hotel.
I would refuse. Yeah,
I just,
as a child,
I close my eyes
to sleep
and...
in those.
Oh, interesting.
I'll do Love it. I'll do yeah. it, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
All the creases in the headboard and things. And if you think about how many people are sleeping on this bed, and it's just most people are really gross. If you just can't think about it.
Right, you can't. You cannot. What else here? I don't really like. I don't think this one is anything I would ever want to see again. I don't care about either of them. I don't care about her. I don't care about him.
I hate Andy. He's disgusting to me. What is the need for all those balloons? I feel bad for the kid.
Yeah.
And the poor daughter should be the only one picking up the mom. And she should be with her kid on his birthday.
Oh, last Letitia and Keith.
Oh, I hate her and I hate him.
I do too.
I hate Auntie and I hate the whole situation.
I could not care. This feels fake to me. Feels like they're trying to get a
storyline
to stay on the show. You know, like the aunt and the ring and the bullshit and her stupid outfit. I want what she was wearing out to the club. I want to take off and burn. I hated it.
And she was like at a cocktail restaurant or something.
Crazy.
I can't stand. I can't stand them.
No, I hate them. And I am very pissed that it's
dropping $15,000 on a ring with someone. How does he have money? I forget. Who even cares?
Well, it sounds like he's still making money. You know? It's crazy.
She's so annoying. The way that she says husband and wife. She's so hateable. Yeah. She makes it impossible to like her.
Hundred percent impossible. She's horrible.
And the aunt, yeah. I do love her getting involved.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
But that's a waste of our time. I mean, I would have rather have seen Asante and Renika talk more,
or just give me more Savannah talking to the camera, being her crazy self. You know,
her laughing in the car driving. Does it get any better?
Oh, it's great. Gold. Just like her weird, creepy laugh. And like, it's just like, she's nuts.
She's scary.
Yeah.
He really should watch out for her.
Yep. Crazy. All right. Well, guys, that's the end of another Love During Lockup season. We'll check out Love After Lockup. You know, that's where it ends. We don't usually do Love After. That's where our journey ends. But until then, we love you guys. Check out all the other stuff on our feed, and we love you.
Go Bills.